Governor Roy Cooper and Republican challenger Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest faced off last night in their only debate. As Rusty Jacobs reports, it was a spirited exchange over education, health care, and the COVID crisis.
The candidates have made it clear. North Carolina voters have a stark choice in the governor's race. Cooper has been steadfast in his belief that continued public health restrictions are needed to prevent the rampant spread of COVID-19.
When I mandated masks, our cases leveled off. But then Dan Forrest lied to the public and said masks don't work.
But Forrest, a conservative Republican, countered that the real danger comes not from COVID, but the economic shutdown ordered by Cooper.
The over 1.5 million people that he has left unemployed, the thousands of businesses that have been shut down.
Forrest said he would focus public health efforts on the most vulnerable populations, like nursing home residents, and let younger, healthier people police themselves while engaging in a more open economy. But Cooper struck back.
Now you're not just ignoring science. You're ignoring common sense. You cannot wish the pandemic away.
According to political science professor and Elon University poll director Jason Husser, public opinion generally supports Cooper's handling of the COVID crisis, not Forrest's attacks.
So it's hard for me to see that this debate shifted the needle really towards Forrest in any sort of way.
Cooper and Forrest also battled over the state budget. While vetoing the GOP-led legislature's spending plans, the governor has castigated Forrest and Republican lawmakers for favoring corporate tax cuts over more spending on education, state employee salaries, and recruitment and retention in law enforcement.
That's where we have our biggest difference.
Forrest pointed out that Republican budgets have provided for increases in teacher pay, though not as much as Democrats have sought, and built large cash reserves that have helped with hurricane recovery and other disaster relief. And Forrest noted another big difference between him and Cooper, federally funded Medicaid expansion, which Cooper supports to extend health coverage to more low-income families, but Forrest doesn't.
We need to continue to drive down costs and we need to drive up quality. Medicaid is not the way to do that.
As Elon University's Jason Husser noted, it was a civil and substantive debate, but not one that's likely to help Forrest catch the incumbent, who holds a solid lead according to polls. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.